The Northeast prepares for NEMO.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And for some in the Northeast, this morning is eerily reminiscent of Hurricane Sandy as Winter Storm Nemo bears down. There are long lines at some gas stations, some supermarket shelves are emptying out, and thousands of flights have been canceled, which will impact people far from the storm. For more on that, we're joined now by Marketplace's Jim Burris. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what's the latest when it comes to flight cancellations?
Well, they're literally changing every single minute. There's a website that tracks this. It's called flightaware.com. I checked it a few minutes ago. 2,866 canceled flights just for today. But a few minutes before that, there were like 2,400. So literally by the minute. United Airlines has a hub at Newark Liberty. And at last check, that airline was leading kind of the cancellation race, Delta coming in at a close second. But even smaller airlines like JetBlue canceled about a third of its flights through Sunday. UPS doesn't fly passengers but flies boxes and parcels. They tell me this morning that they have a contingency plan in effect just in case the airports close.
And it must be a huge operation for an airline to cancel hundreds of flights and figure out what to do with all those planes and people.
Yeah, it is. And they're not really doing it kind of this morning. They do it days before. For example, Delta Airlines makes plans 2-3 days in advance, if possible, based on their own meteorologist predictions. Airline consultant Robert Mann says storms also create a complex problem, and not just for planes and passengers.
One of the biggest problems of these snowstorms is actually getting airport staff to the airport in order to serve customers. Because it's the same problem that the general population has getting around applies to employees who need to get to work at the airports.
And then generally, airlines will get their planes and crews out of the affected area so they're ready to fly back in just as soon as they can after the airports reopen.
Marketplace's Jim Burris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And later this morning, we'll get some official numbers on trade that'll tell us how much we're buying and how much we're selling to other countries. Lately, our trade deficit has been increasing, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The previous monthly number showed the U.S. trade deficit hit a seven-month high. Imports outran exports by more than $48 billion. Now, monthly numbers can wobble around, but the general trend the last 3 years is up. Economist Paul Christophers with Wells Fargo. He says consumers abroad, especially in weak Europe, are buying less of our stuff.
Just a lot of agricultural products, a lot of chemical products, and a lot of very sophisticated electronics. Those are the sorts of things that the world demands when the world is growing.
Conversely, things are picking up here at home. Americans lately have shelled out for more foreign cars and foreign consumer goods. Cell phones, medicines, clothes.
As long as consumers and businesses are buying more and those import numbers are looking healthy, that's a sign that the U.S. economy is also going to be growing a bit.
Of course, the trade deficit is a bit of an inkblot test. Different people see different things. But in the short term, rising imports reflect a rejuvenated American consumer. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up 0.2% in Singapore, 0.5% right now in London and Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 42 points to close at 13,944.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Personal Capital, investment advice for the digital age, offering tools to personally manage your portfolio at personalcapital.com. And by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Personal finance reporting on Marketplace is supported by Ally Bank, who believes intelligent news and knowledgeable customer service should be available around the clock. Learn more at AllyBank.com.
As Washington debates comprehensive immigration reform, one change is already in the works. Starting next month, the rules will be different for some immigrants who marry American citizens. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Life has thrown a number of curveballs at 43-year-old Johnny Gomez.
I used to have a business for about 5 years that I closed down due to the economy.
Now he works for the Public Health Department in Ventura, California.
I'm making less than half of what I was before.
To complicate matters, his wife is from Mexico and she came here without documentation. The government will soon change the rules for some undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens, allowing a few to get waivers.
I'm a U.S. citizen and I'm applying for my wife's waiver so she doesn't have to be deported. If this doesn't happen, she will be deported anywhere from 6 months to 10 years.
Not everyone qualifies.
He has to get a waiver approved based on hardship, unusual, extreme hardship.
Ali Ballour is the immigration lawyer representing Johnny Gomez.
Mere separation is not hardship. So in Johnny's case, they have a special needs child. So the situation is severe.
Johnny's son is autistic. The child requires the constant attention of his mother, Margarita. She has a hard time imagining life without him.
I'm starting to cry.
Why are you crying? What are you thinking about?
Because I'm thinking for the situation, it's hard to separate with the family, my son. I always with them.
You're always taking care of them?
Yes.
Without his wife, Johnny says he'd have to hire someone to take care of his autistic son, an expense he can't afford.
If she is gone, I might have to seek government help and try to get onto assistance programs. Which is something I don't want to do. I want to be able to fend for my own family with my own job.
Attorney Ballour says the waivers could help thousands of families.
Imagine you're the sole breadwinner and your spouse all of a sudden has to go across the world and perhaps separated for years and years and years. It destroys families.
The government begins accepting hardship waiver applications on March 4th. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, to the worst traffic in America, according to the Transportation Institute at Texas A&M, the winner is Washington, D.C., where commuters apparently waste 67 hours a year in traffic. L.A. comes in second with 61 hours per commuter. In New York, where the key number is 59, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Before the government can figure out gun laws, it needs to know what it's talking about. Data, the hard numbers. Would that it were so easy.
They are using technology that was developed anywhere between 50 and 500 years ago.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The present-day problem of gun laws. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.